These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? I hope so. Let's meet them.
I'm Julie, I'm 48, and I'm a commercial manager from Manchester.
I'm Davina, I'm 54, and I'm a civil servant from Bedfordshire.
I'm Kyle, I'm 25, and I'm a personal banker from Sunderland.
I'm Stephen, I'm 33, I'm a solicitor from Cheltenham.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Julie. Welcome to the show, Julie. Looking forward to it?
Bit nervous.
Are you?
First up.
Well, yeah, I know that's the problem with first up, but you set the precedent. As long as you get through, then the pressure's on the other guy.
Yeah, that's the way of looking at it.
From Manchester.
I am, yeah.
Born and bred?
I am a Man City fan all the way through.
Good for you. OK, what do you do for a living?
I'm a commercial manager with a telecommunications company.
Right, and what do you get up to in your spare time?
Do quite a lot. Do a lot of running, drinking coffee, playing tennis, socialising.
Quite a lot. That's not a hobby. Drinking coffee.
It is for me, yeah.
Is it?
I'm a bit addicted, unfortunately.
Are you?
I'm renowned for it, yeah. You can see me in coffee shops quite a lot.
Brilliant. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'd like to take my little boy on a skiing holiday. So.
What's your latest name?
He's called Daniel and he's seven.
Perfect age. And where would you like to go skiing?
I like Italy for skiing, actually, so probably there.
Yeah. Excellent stuff. Julie, cash build around. Each correct answer is worth £1,000. Are you ready?
As ever will be, yeah.
Good luck. Your time starts now. A prediction that causes itself to become true is a self-fulfilling what?
Prophecy.
Correct. In March 2015, whose contract was famously not renewed from the TV show Top Gear?
Jeremy Clarkson.
Correct. What professional sport is most associated with the towns of Wetherby and Pontefract?
Horse racing.
Correct. Plutonium and what other element begin with the letters PL?
Platinum.
Correct. The film, Born on the 4th of July, is about a veteran of what war?
Vietnam.
Correct. Which division of the High Court deals with business and property-related disputes?
Supreme.
Chancery. What US ice cream company makes the flavour Joy to the Swirled?
Ben & Jerry's.
Correct. In 2011, which Adele album sold 2 million copies in just 13 weeks?
21.
Correct. Bob Beamon won an Olympic gold medal at what track and field event?
800 metres.
Long jump. The highway code sign for minimum speed has a white number on what colour circle?
Red.
Blue. Oh. The name of which of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comes last alphabetically? Would have been Raphael.
Raphael, Daniel will not be happy.
He'd have known that.
Yeah, he would, yeah.
But I tell you what, great start. £7,000. However, time to face a chaser, but who will you be up against today? Will it be the governess? She's taken up taxidermy, so she's looking to give you a proper stuffing. Or maybe it's the cinema. So spiky on his last holiday, he burst the lilo. Could it be the vixen, Jenny Ryan, the fastest thing out of Bolton since the M61. What about the Dark Destroyer, though? That's much fun as locking yourself in the boot of your car. Or could it be the Beast? So big, when he was born, Greenpeace tried to push him back in. Who do you want to take on?
I think I'd like to go for Sean because I enjoy you trying to make him laugh.
I know, it's a task. It's what I live for.
But you make me laugh.
Who would you not want to take on?
Oh, if I'm honest, I want to take the Beast on.
Let's have a look. It's time to bring on the chaser.
Oh, no.
There you are. And I've got to say, I didn't know who was coming across the bridge. There you are. Could have been any one of them, but it is the Beast, Mark Labette.
Good afternoon, Julie.
Hello, Mark.
You work for a telecoms company?
I do.
You're used to not getting through, then. Let's make this quick.
Let's put some money on the table. Very good cash builder, £7,000. You can change your starting position, of course, if you wish to right now and take a step closer to home. Chaser will offer you...
with grudging respect, £2,000.
Thank you, but a step closer to the chaser, we'll see you get an offer of...
let's start with a bang. £35,000.
Oh, thank you. Have a chat with your team. Stephen.
£7,000 is a good cash builder. I recommend you stick with that.
Kyle.
You've started really well. Go for the top offer, take them down.
Good man. Davina.
I'd stick with the 7,000. I think you've done well with that.
Thank you. Excellent stuff. Right, Let's face the table. 2,000, 7,000, 35 grand. Julie, what'll it be?
It's very tempting, but he's very good, so I'm going to go for the 7,000.
Going for the 7,000. Yeah. Are you slightly intimidated now
just
that it's the Beast?
Just a tiny bit, yeah.
Because you said you were nervous in the cash builder, but now the Beast has come out.
Yeah, it's just a perfect day.
Yep. 7 grand, Chaser.
Reputation is a wonderful thing.
It is.
Isn't it?
And I've made a note of Kyle, so you're going to be the brave one, are you?
Julie, for £7,000, the chase is on. Here we go. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which of these comedians was not a member of the Monty Python team? A, Terry Jones. B, Terry Gilliam. C, Terry Scott. You've put Terry Scott. Yeah. Correct answer is Terry Scott is correct. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Goes right with Terry Scott.
Yeah, along with Eric Idle, John Cleese, Graham Chapman. And who have I forgotten? Oh, Michael Palin of Sheffield.
Thank you. Here's your next question. What is the only country to have held the Summer Olympics in three different cities? A, Australia. B, France. C, USA. You've put USA. It's got to be, hasn't it?
I think so. I can think of Atlanta, St. Louis. Can't think of the other one.
Would it have been Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Correct answer is... It is the USA. Well played. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Goes right to the USA. Stays with us. Here's your next question. What sort of creature is an X-ray tetra? A, fish. B, bird. C, a rodent. You've put fish.
I don't really know.
Correct answer is. Well played. Fish it is. Step closer to home. Chase has put.
He'll know.
Goes also right. Remains the three behind. Here's your next question. The chemical process by which a solid becomes a gas without going through the liquid stage is known as what? A, condensation. B, sublimation. Or C, distillation. You've put sublimation.
Yeah, well, a condensation's water to gas, but that's not solid, is it?
No.
Distillation is when you distill something, it goes...
Yep.
Might
yep.
be that, I don't know.
Yep, OK.
I went for the one I didn't think it... I didn't know what it was.
Correct answer is... Well played. Sublimation is right. Step close to home. One away from home now. Chase has put... Yeah, sublimation also with Chaser.
Condensation's more gas to liquid.
Right.
Sublimation, is comparatively rare. The one I best know is the element iodine. You heat it up and go straight from solid to gas because it's got a very narrow range where it's liquid.
Right. Well played, though, Julie. Very good. Here's your question. Which of these outlaws was born first? A, Billy the Kid. B, Ned Kelly. C, Rob Roy. You've put...
I think I know this. I think it's Rob
Roy.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the other two. Certainly Ned Kelly's after we were in Australia and Billy the Kid is a Western. My dad would kill me if I got that one wrong.
What's your dad's name?
Patrick, and he's a big Western fan.
Is he?
Yeah.
Good. All right, you've put Rob Roy to go through with 7 grand. Correct answer is... It is Rob Roy. Well played.
Thank you, Mark.
Well done. Very good. Very good. Chaser.
Got every question right, so there's nothing I could do. Well played, and I'll see you
Thank
in the final
you,
Indeed.
Thank
well
you.
Done you, Julie. Congratulations. You, first up and first through. Very nice indeed. I like it. However, next to face the chaser, it's Davina. Welcome to the show, Davina.
Hi, Brad.
From Bedfordshire.
Yes.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a civil servant.
What does that do?
I'm currently writing policy for... safety cameras on the motorway and trunk road networks.
Safety cameras or speed cameras?
Safety.
Not a tax, then?
No.
Definitely?
Definitely.
100%?
100%.
You sure about that?
I am.
OK. Not a tax in the slightest?
Not in the slightest.
Really?
Yes.
So you're the person that writes the policies on these?
I'm one of the people that write the policies.
You're the person that writes the policies on these, Davina, and to get more tax money?
No.
I once got done for doing 34 miles an hour in a 30-mile-an-hour limit at 4 o'clock in the morning with no-one around. Guess where I was going? Hospital.
Oh. Well, my other...
You're job... out.
No.
End of story. OK, now, what else do you do?
I work part-time as a magistrate.
Oh, my... It gets worse. Right, OK. Who have you stuck away recently? Anyone good?
I can't say.
Was it someone speeding?
No. Oh, shall I just go now?
No, you're fine. Okay. You're fine. If you want some money today, what would you do with it?
I'd put it towards my daughter's wedding. She's getting married.
OK. So... Oh, and what's her name?
Amy.
Excellent stuff. Once Amy's gone, do you live on your own? Has everyone else gone? Has everyone else gone? They're too embarrassed.
I have a husband.
And what's his name?
Hamish.
Hamish, run as fast as you can, but keep within the limit. Davina, are you ready?
Yes.
I wish you luck. Your time starts now. The Doctor and the Dalek is a gaming app spin-off of what sci-fi show?
Doctor Who.
Correct. In the rhyme, what occupation comes between tinker and soldier?
Taylor.
Correct. Sometimes and You Drive Me Crazy were early hits for which US pop star?
Pass.
Britney Spears. The small intestine extends to the large intestine from what other organ?
Stomach.
Correct. A jar of air and the meaning of life have been sold on which internet auction site?
Google.
eBay. In 2014, what film won the Oscar for Best Animated Feature Film?
Sorry, in which year, 2014?
In 2014, what film won the Oscar for Best Animated Feature Film?
Pass.
Frozen. How many colours appear on the flag of the USA?
Three.
Correct. Which girl's name can be applied to a female donkey or a wren?
Jenny.
Correct. In a company, MD is the abbreviation for what senior position?
Managing Director.
Correct. Who defeated Stephen Norris in the first of two London? No time to get there. Really good. £6,000.
I'll take that.
Yeah, I bet you would. However, I've got a dock here, 4,000. right, are you ready?
Yeah.
OK, Davina, £6,000. It's time to face the chaser. Hang on. You was walking too quickly across that bridge. Have you got a toll for the bridge? Otherwise, we're going to put a camera up. Sorry about that. Just my little joke.
Good afternoon, Davina.
Hi, Mark.
You were very fast. But as you know, fast people get caught.
Let's put some money on the table. Here we are, £6,000. Very, very good. A step closer to home will get you an offer of...
£100.
But...
Plus 3 points on your licence.
But a step closer to the chaser will get you an offer of...
Pay for Amy's wedding. £36,000.
Oh, big money, that. Have a chat with your team. Stephen.
£36,000 is a lot of money, but stick with the six. Get back here.
Kyle.
£6,000. Bring it home, Davina.
Julie.
I think you should go for the six. I want you here in the final chase.
Yeah, thank you. Right, thank you very much. Here we go, Davina. £106,000, £36,000. What do you think?
I'd be happy to take the £6,000.
Yeah, absolutely. £6,000 it is, chaser.
Yes, and we've definitely got sensible Stephen there in seat four, so the only way you're going to get big money is if you go for it, Kyle.
You've got to go for it, mate. You've got to go for it. Right, here we go. Davina for £6,000. The chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. In country singer Hank Williams' song, what will tell on you? A, your cheating heart, B, your lion eyes, C, your thieving lips. You've put your cheating heart.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Correct answer is? Cheating heart, yeah, absolutely. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Goes right, the cheating heart comes onto the table. I didn't realise, actually, how many hits Hank Williams has written. I had no idea till just recently. Amazing.
Well, you know, great songwriter.
Yeah.
And for those who are wondering where Lying Eyes from, that's performed by the Eagles.
Thank you. Here's your next question. Which of these dishes does not include sliced bread in its ingredients? A, croque-monsieur, B, bubble and squeak, C, Welsh rarebit. What sort of a question's that?
The perfect tea time question.
It is. You've put bubble and squeak. Correct answer is? Yeah, that's right. Bubble and squeak, step closer to home. Well done. Chase has put. Yep, goes right for that. Here's the next question. In what year did Anne of Denmark become Queen of England? A, 1403, B, 1503, C, 1603? You've put 1603.
Yeah. Married to James I, maybe?
So Queen Elizabeth died in 1603. Queen Elizabeth I, is that right?
Yeah, then James I, 6th of Scotland, I think, took over.
And then he married Anne of Denmark.
I hope he has.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step close to home. Absolutely right. 1603. Chase is put. Goes right also. 1603. Remains the three behind, the two from home.
That was the only year there that was a change of monarch. And as you said, James the 6th of Scotland, James I of England.
Thank you. Here's the next question. What is the term used in cycling for someone who has suddenly run out of energy? A, butted. B, bonked. C, banged. You've put... butted.
No idea.
So if I'm cycling along with my mates and someone says, I've run out of energy, say, what's happening? Surely he's just going to go, I'm tired. Can we sit down? I'm butted. I'm bonked. I'm banged. Keep cycling, everyone. Correct answer is... it's bonked. It's just staying where you are. Chaser has put... goes right with bonked.
Yeah, it's the cycling equivalent of when marathon runners hit the wall. You know, you're going along fine and you think you're going great and 100 yards later you can't move.
Right, thank you very much indeed. Here's the next question. Bernard Herrmann's music for the shower scene in the film Psycho was written for what instruments? A, woodwind. B, percussion. C, strings. You've put... strings. Yeah. Say again.
Violin sounds.
Why does everyone always do that? When you do, why, what, how does that signify a violin?
It's what bit you remember.
I know, but you went E, 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 E. That just looks like you're sewing. You've put strings. Correct answer is in the key of E. Oh, that was jammy. You're right, it was strings. Step closer to home, £6,000. Chaser has put... yeah, he's right with strings, yeah. Absolutely. We're two ahead, one from home. Here's your next question. What first name was shared by early US presidents Madison and Monroe? A, James. B, Thomas. C, John. You've put... James.
It's Hamish's real name. It's James. James Monroe. James Madison, I hope.
Your husband, your Hamish. Husband Hamish's real name is James Monroe?
No, just James.
Why'd you call him Hamish then?
It's a Scottish equivalent of James, and when he was born, he was christened James, but his mum and dad always called him Hamish.
Is that true? Is that Scottish?
True, as far as that's what he tells me.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. There you are. Well, to go through with £6,000, you've put James. Correct answer is... goes right with James. Well done, you. Very, very good indeed. Yeah, excellent. Chaser?
Yes, James Madison, after Madison Avenue's named, Mad Men. There's been more US presidents called James than any others. I think there's six in total.
Sure.
And you only got one wrong. Julie got none wrong. You only got one wrong.
Yeah. Davina, fantastic. Great playing alongside
you. Thank
you, Brad. Yeah, you're welcome. Brilliant. £13,000. OK, two players. Good.
They've only got one wrong. But I've got everyone right, Kyle.
So it's a game of two halves at the moment. The two girls are through, Julie and Davina. There's £13,000 in the prize fund. The lads are up after the break. First up is Kyle. Can he add to it? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Next to Face the Chaser, it's Kyle. Welcome to the show, Kyle.
Thank you, brothers.
From Sunderland.
I am indeed.
Very good. And what do you do for a living?
I'm a personal banker.
OK, what do you get up to in your spare time?
In your spare time, I'm just your typical 25-year-old lad. Like going out clubbing, partying all night, travelling around the world.
Partying all night, travelling around the world, and what else?
Living the dream.
Yeah, good for you. Nicest place you've been, would you say?
I've literally just got back from Las Vegas, so I'm hoping my winning streak can continue.
All right, and if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
My absolute dream is to fly to New Zealand and just fly back, clubbing in every city, till I land back in Newcastle.
So you'd fly to New Zealand?
I'd but and then just work my way back, but stopping off in most major countries and cities and going clubbing.
I'll tell you what, Carl, gonna take a few quid, I've got to say. Good luck with this. Your time starts now. A phrase referring to the supernatural is things that go bump in the what?
Knight.
Correct. At the start of a game of chess, a player's second row is filled with what pieces?
Bishops.
Pawns. The name of how many planets of the solar system start with a vowel?
One.
Two. Jim Carrey sported a bowl haircut and chipped tooth in what 94 film comedy?
Ace Ventura.
Dumb and Dumber. In what modern-day country was the capital of the Aztec Empire?
Pass.
Mexico. Vitamin C is one of the spot paintings of which conceptual artist?
Banksy.
Damien Hirst. In the song, at what time does the teddy bear's picnic finish?
12 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Which political aide wrote a memoir titled The Blair Years?
Tony Blair.
Alistair Campbell. Ben and Emma were the children of what character in Friends?
Ross.
Yes, Ross Geller. In 2015, what Glasgow football team won the Scottish League Cup?
Celtic.
Out of time, would have been Celtic. Kyle, £2,000. Now, you know what that means, don't you?
Yeah.
That's not really going to get us to New Zealand and clubbing on the way
not
back.
Is it?
So, you'll have to look at the offers. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Time to face the beast.
Good afternoon, Kyle.
Hello, Mark.
Dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
That wasn't my round.
No wonder we've just had a banking crisis.
Let's put some money on the table. Here we are, £2,000. Step closer home, we'll see you get an offer of.
Call it overdraft fees. Minus £1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he'll offer you...
This will get you all the way to New Zealand and then some.
Like a butt again?
Yes. £37,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Stephen.
It wasn't the greatest cash builder, but it's £2,000 is £2,000. Just come back.
Davina.
Yeah, bring your £2,000 back. We're happy.
Julie.
£2,000, but if you do want to go and live the dream, you've got three choices now, so you could go for it.
Thank you. All right, here we go. Minus one, two, £37,000. Kyle, what'll it be?
I'm going to get back home and I'm going to take the minus and I'm really sorry.
He's really sorry. He's going to take the minus one, girls.
It's only £1,000.
It's only £1,000. Yeah, say the girls. Minus one it is, chaser.
Statistically, that's the value proposition.
Yeah.
Morally, I'll leave it up for the audience back home.
Kyle, for a minus £1,000, the chase is on. Good luck, mate. Here comes your first question. Which of these Beatles' studio albums was released before Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band? A, Abbey Road. B, Let It Be. C, Revolver. You've put... Let It Be.
Not a Beatles fan at all.
Long before your time. Let's just cut to the chase. Correct answer is... Well, it's Revolver. Bad luck staying where you are. Chase has put. He should get this. And does. Well played, the Beast. Comes onto the table.
I wasn't certain. I knew Sgt. Pepper was their massive album hit, and that was 1967, so I was working out which one of them was probably pre-1967.
Here's the next question. In the House of Commons, a long speech by an MP to stop a bill being passed is called what? A, a robuster. B, a filibuster. C, blockbuster. You've put... robuster.
Not a clue.
No.
At all.
Correct answer is... filibuster's the right answer. Staying where you are. Chase has put... goes right with filibuster, moves to within two of us.
It's literally when MP deliberately just drones on and on and on, not to make a point, but purely to use up the limited amount of parliamentary time.
Oh, really? Right, thank you very much indeed. Here's the next question. In 1994, who became the first woman to host the Oscar ceremony solo? A, Ellen DeGeneres. B, Jane Fonda. C, Whoopi Goldberg. You've put... Whoopi Goldberg.
She's a great actress, so it's just a total guess.
Correct answer is... gotta be, isn't it? Well played, Whoopi Goldberg is correct. Step closer home, chase has put... yeah, it goes right with Whoopi Goldberg. Remains two behind with three from home. Here's your next question. The sun takes approximately how many Earth days to rotate once at its equator? A, 27. B, 47. C, 67. You've put 27.
I've got something in my head that's saying 28 for some reason, so which one's the closest?
Let's go. Correct answer is... Well played. Step closer to home. Chaser's put... Goes wrong with 67. We are right with 27.
Badness.
Well played. Here's the next question. Which of these James Bond films was released first? A, Live and Let Die. B, The Living Daylights. C, You Only Live Twice. You've put... Live and Let Die.
Anyone know?
Really? You're not a Bond fan?
Not at all.
Correct answer is... It's You Only Live Twice. Staying where you are. Chase has put... Chaser gets it right. Moves to within 2-2 from home.
Sean Connery. That's how you know it's first.
All right, go on then.
You Only Live Twice. Screenplay by Roald Dahl.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
One set in Japan. Live and Let Die was the first Roger Moore, so that's how you know it was second. And Living Daylights was the first Timothy Dalton.
Very good. He's good, he's good, he's good. Here's the next question. The chemical symbols for titanium and sodium spell which girl's name? A, Tara. B, Thea. C, Tina. You've put Thea.
No, I was going to go, I was toying between B and C. I've just went straight in the middle.
Correct answer is... It's Tina, staying where you are. Chaser has put... Goes right with Tina, moves to within one, TI, then NA. Yeah.
Come on.
TI for titanium and sodium from its old Latin name, natrium, NA.
Thank you. However, had we gone for the 37,000, we'd have been out,
be out.
Many moons ago. Had we gone for the £2,000 that we came to the table with, we'd be out. So vindicated in going for the lower offer. Well played. It was a good choice. Here's your next question. The world's largest delta is at the mouth of what river? A, Amazon. B, the Ganges. C, Nile. You've put Nile.
Ride with Kyle. So that was my theory.
I'll see where you're going with that. Rhymes with Nile is Kyle. Correct answer is... It's the Ganges, staying where you are. If the chaser has put the Ganges, you are out. Chaser has put... I could see him sort of deliberating, so I don't know. Goes wrong with Amazon.
I talked myself out, but Ganges Delta is most of Bangladesh.
Right.
And that's why whenever there's a problem with the Ganges flooding, Bangladesh is in real trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just thought Amazon is so big.
Yeah, indeed.
So presumably the Delta was the biggest, and I really should have listened to my gut instinct more.
Well, there you are. That's good for us, though. We're still in the game. Here's your next question. In 2014, Libby Lane became the first woman to be appointed to what office in the Church of England? A, vicar. B, bishop. C, archbishop. You've put archbishop.
It's B or C.
Yeah.
Again, I thought, just go for it.
OK. Archbishop. Here we go. You've put archbishop to stay in the game. It's got to be right. Correct answer is... It's bishop, staying where you are. If the chase has put bishop, you're out. Do you think he's got it?
Yeah, I was toying between the two of them and I was... And I come to think when I remember watching it on the news.
Correct answer is bishop, chase has put. Goes right with bishop, takes us out two from home. Chaser. Yeah.
Sometimes having the options in front of you doesn't actually help because you knew it was bishop or archbishop, so you zigged when you should have zagged.
Kyle, I am sorry, but you, mate...
What's my dear?
Well, you've been caught, a few of the chase is over, but no doubt New Zealand beckons, mate.
It does indeed.
Wish you well. Cheers.
I dare say there'll be some people at home giving him grief for going for the low offer there, but that's what it's there for. It was the right thing to do, just it wasn't his day.
Not his day at all. So there you are. Kyle goes, only Stephen is left to play. There's £13,000 in the prize fund. Kyle went low in seat three. Does Stephen go low in seat four? It's the norm sometimes. We'll see you after the break. Welcome back. Last up, it's Stephen. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Hi, Brad.
You're from Cheltenham.
Yes.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a solicitor, specialising in wills and probates.
Good. What do you get up to in your spare time?
I'm doing my family tree. I've gone back to 1800 on a couple of branches, found some famous people and some not-so-famous people.
Famous people? Who have you found?
Chief Superintendent Tommy Butler, who caught the Great Train Robbers.
Ah.
He was my granddad's cousin.
Right.
And in 1911, there was two in Broadmoor and Wentworth prisons. So both sides of the spectrum.
Absolutely. All right, and if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'm looking to buy a five-door car.
Yeah.
To drive my new nephew around, Josh.
Right.
He's a year old now, and just five-door to put a car seat in the back.
You want to take him out and about?
Yes.
What a nice uncle you are. All right, well, let's see if we can get Josh a nice, comfy car. Shall we do that?
Yes.
Brilliant. Good luck. I wish you well, Stephen. Your time starts now. In the Christmas song, who did Santa ask, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Rudolph.
Correct. What colour usually describes a salad mainly containing lettuce or cucumber?
Green.
Correct. 1992, which tennis star broke Chris Evert's record of 157 singles titles?
Martina Navratilova.
Correct. What insect goes before pit in a description of a rundown cinema?
Pass.
Flea. Who did Timothy Dalton play in the 1970 film version of Wuthering Heights?
Pass.
Heathcliff. The NASA Space Center near Houston is named after which president?
Johnson.
Correct. What UK institution is the world's first successful distance learning university?
Open University.
Correct. What Peanuts character charges 5 cents for psychiatric help?
Linus.
Lucy. Claire Danes won 2 consecutive Emmy Awards for her role in what TV drama?
Us.
Homeland. What word can mean a small timepiece worn on the wrist or to look at something?
Watch.
Correct. What sporting event first took place? Very good indeed, Stephen. £6,000, same as Davina. I'm looking forward to this. Are you ready?
Yes.
Good. Let's take on the beast.
Good afternoon, Stephen.
Afternoon, Mark.
Well, I've just noticed something. Telecoms, speed camera, banker, lawyer. The public's going to be on my side.
Yeah, absolutely, they are. Let's put some money on the table. £6,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chase will offer you.
In the circumstances, a generous £1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
Oh, let's be sporting. £47,000.
Wonderful offers. No minus either. Excellent. Have a chat with your girls. Davina.
I think you could do the 47, but I personally would like you to come back with 6,000 and be back with us.
Mm-hmm. Julie.
I want you to come back, so if you come to with a 6, just take the 6.
Sure. OK, thank you very much, girls. £47,000. Stephen, what are you thinking?
47 would be 20 grand each.
Yes.
It's very, very tempting.
Yes.
But I'm going to have to stick with the 6, I'm afraid.
6 it is, Chaser.
I think it's fair to say the girls are going to need you in the final chase.
Here we go. Stephen. For £6,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which cricketer is one of the regular team captains on comedy panel show A League of Their Own? A. Freddie Flintoff. B. Kevin Peterson. C. Michael Vaughan. You've put Freddie Flintoff.
Yeah, Jack Whitehall's on there as well. And he has a whole comedy sketch about Freddie Flintoff. Being on there.
But correct answer is Freddie Flintoff is correct. Step close to home. Chase has put. Goes right with Freddie Flintoff, comes onto the table.
Michael Vaughan's now a respected cricket commentator and journalist, and KP is still an active player.
All right, thank you. Here's a question. Good luck. Both prime ministers, what relation was Arthur Balfour to Lord Salisbury? A. Son. B. Brother. C. Nephew. You've put nephew.
I don't know this one, but if it was son, I think it would have been called Lord Salisbury as well. So I've gone for B or C, and I've chosen C.
Correct answer is? Well played. Correct answer. Step close to home. Nephew's right. Chase has put. Goes right also with nephew. Very good logic.
And Lord Salisbury's first name was Roberts, so that's where we get the phrase Bob's your uncle from.
Ah!
Robert's your uncle became Bob's your uncle.
Yeah. Here's your next question. Which of these US states does not have a land border with Canada? A, New York, B, New Mexico, C, New Hampshire. you've put? New Mexico's got to be.
Well, it's got a border with Mexico, I believe.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't think it stretches that quite that far north.
Correct answer is... Well played, New Mexico's right, of course. Step closer to home, Chase's put. Of course, New Mexico, no problem at all. Here's your next question. In 2015, J.K. Simmons won the Best Supporting Actor Oscar for his role in what film? A, Foxcatcher. B, The Judge. C, Whiplash. You've put Whiplash.
Didn't know it, unfortunately.
Guess?
Yes.
Correct answer is... Whiplash it is. Step closer home, one away. Chase has put. Game could open up here. Doesn't, though. Stays with us. Whiplash, what a film. Here we go. Here's your question. Good luck. One more way through. Which fashion designer was dubbed the Princess of Punk? A, Zandra Rhodes. B, Mary Quant. C, Jean Muir. You've put Zandra Rhodes.
No idea.
No idea again?
No idea.
Another guess?
Afraid so.
All right. Well, if this is right, you're through with £6,000. And if it is right, you'll have had two goes of 47 grand. Mm-hmm. Correct answer is... Well played. Zandra Rhodes is right. I think we fluked the last two, but...
Doesn't matter. You got every question right?
I did.
So those three collectively just got one question wrong. It's going to be a fun final chase.
Isn't it, Stephen? Congratulations, you're through to the final chase. Well done, mate. Congratulations. There you go. All right, brilliant stuff. So, Stephen, Davina and Julie have made it through to the final chase. Total prize fund is £19,000. That is £6,333 each. Nice. We'll see you after the break. Welcome back. Stephen, Davina and Julie have made it through to the final chase. There's £19,000 in the prize fund, £6,333 each. Nice work. OK, during the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B. You have selected set...
A.
Set A. That means, of course, the beast gets set B. Three of you have made it through to the final. That means you get a three-step head start on the chaser. And there it is. That's a big advantage. You've got to make that pay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Stephen, Davina, Julie, your time starts now. Mr. Greedy was the second book in what series?
Julie.
Mr. Men.
Correct. If a musician leaves an octet, how many players remain?
Julie.
Seven.
Correct. What colour overalls do the caddies wear at golf's US Masters?
Stephen.
White.
Correct. In what space film did Ed Harris say failure is not an option?
Stephen.
Apollo 13.
Correct. What first name links the British actors Craig and Radcliffe?
Julie.
Daniel.
Correct. The smallest of the 88 constellations is the southern what?
Davina.
Cross.
Correct. Tajikistan is the central part of what continent?
Stephen.
Asia.
Correct. Which Austrian composed the so-called Haydn quartets?
Stephen.
Pass.
Mozart. What plague entered England through Weymouth in 1348?
Stephen.
Great Plague?
No, the Black Death. Boreas was a wind god of what civilization?
Davina.
Pass.
Greek. Sir Mulberry Hawk appears in what Dickens novel?
Julie.
Pickwick Papers.
Nicholas Nickleby. The liqueur di Serono is made in what country?
Julie.
Italy.
Correct. Who was lead guitarist with Led Zeppelin?
Davina.
Robert Palmer.
Jimmy Page. How many hours are there in two-thirds of a day?
Davina.
16.
Correct. Schnauzer dogs come in giant, standard, and what other size?
Stephen.
Miniature.
Correct. What relation is your son's daughter to you?
Stephen.
Niece.
Granddaughter. The Dam Busters raids took place during what war?
Davina.
Second World War.
Correct. Which poet born in 1788 was Baron of Rochdale?
Julie.
Pass.
Byron. In what county is Ashford International Train Station?
Davina.
Kent.
Correct. In what decade did Picasso paint Guernica?
Davina.
1930s. What is the second letter of the word gherkin?
Julie.
H.
Correct. How many teams play in the NFL Super Bowl?
Stephen.
Two.
Correct. In 1989, what US band was formed by Courtney Love?
Stephen.
Nirvana.
Hole. What type of fruit's an Adam's pear main?
Davina.
Out of time. Answer would have been apple. All right, 17 steps and all pitched in. Brilliant, actually. 14 questions answered correctly. Stephen answered 5. Davina, 4. Julie, 5. What a very, very, very good team you are. Right, time to bring back the chaser. Good team, all pitched in, 17.
Yeah, and they got the first 7 questions right.
Yeah.
With about 120 to go, I was going, uh-oh.
Yeah, a bit nervy.
As I always say, 17 to 19, it's the fun zone.
OK. Now, remember, if the Beast gets a question wrong, then the team get it right, they push him back one step. It is now time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. Dessert and egg are types of what item of cutlery?
Spoon.
Correct. Mickey Mouse's friend Pluto has what colour tail?
Black.
Correct. The word innuendo comes from what classical language?
Latin.
Correct. In the band name, OMD, what does the D stand for?
Dark.
Correct. Edward the Confessor's shrine is in what London Abbey?
Westminster.
Correct. Along with his wife, which scientist discovered radium?
Pierre Curie.
Correct. O is a film adaptation of what Shakespeare play?
Othello.
Correct. In what country was comedian Spike Milligan born?
India.
Correct. What is the US version of Britain's Got Talent called?
America's Got Talent.
Correct. Scapa whiskey is distilled on what Scottish island group?
Orkneys.
Correct. Ex-bus driver Terry Parsons became what 60s singing star?
Matt Monro.
Correct. How many metres are equivalent to 78.74 inches?
2.
Correct. Which King of England was the son of Robert the Magnificent?
James the First.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Edward the First.
No, it's not that. No.
Before that?
Go for Henry the First.
Go on, Ethelred. I don't know. Should we go? Did he say James the First?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I now need an answer.
Who should I go for?
Go for Uri.
Canute.
Is wrong. Correct
William
answer.
The Conqueror.
William the Conqueror. Here we go. Chase it. Your time starts again. Now, what word for tidy also means undiluted spirits?
Neat.
Correct. Hilary Mantel won her second Booker Prize for what novel?
Wolf Hall.
Stop the clock. That is wrong. Here we go, team. Hilary Mantel won her second Booker Prize for what novel, please?
Bring Up the Bodies.
Correct. We push the chaser back. 5 required. Your time starts again now. What day of the week is 4 days after Monday?
Friday.
Correct. What group did Bill Wyman join as the bass player in 1962?
Rolling Stones.
Correct. Anna Faris plays single parent Christy Plunkett in what sitcom?
6 Feet Under.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
I think it's just called Mum.
I've not seen it.
No, I've not seen it.
So, yeah, if you think I'm happy to go with that.
Yeah.
We think it's called Mum.
Is correct. We push the chaser backs. 4 required now. 37 seconds remaining. The time starts again now. What's the largest airline of Spain?
Iberia.
Correct. What is the next highest prime number after 31?
37.
Correct. What force keeps your 2 feet on the ground?
Gravity.
Correct. The LBW Trust charity is involved in what sport?
Cricket.
Correct. Right, team. 3 opportunities to push back, 2 executed. Not bad at all. However, caught with 22 seconds remaining, which just tells us he didn't set a high enough target when he's on that sort of form on our side of that final chase. I have to take away the £19,000 and tell you, though, that Stephen, Davina and Julie, you have been caught. A few of the chases over. Chaser?
That was what they call doing an Anne. She's very good at getting that 10, 11, 12 in a row at the start and makes life so much easier. I was never under pressure.
Yeah.
And this game's all about pressure. On you in the individual chases, it's on me in the final chase.
Indeed it is. There's the explanation of how the final chase works. In the words of the Beast, didn't put him under too much pressure. Could you put a chaser under pressure? Well, then please, come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye. Potato.